Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
Is that a xylophone?
I don't know, but it's jamming.
It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Does our on-air light work yet? I can't really see it out the door. I know that Power 96's on-air light was working. Does ours go on when we're talking?
Nope.
Not yet? All right. They're getting there. They're installed. I saw Power 96s in the hall turn big, bright green while they were on the air. So I just want to see if ours was working. Not yet.
Maybe next Christmas, we got them.
Miami Heat announced yesterday Dion Waiters has been suspended for 6 more games.
No, this dude's not going to play.
I mean, really?
Come on, man.
I mean, this is silly at this point, isn't it? I don't know what's going on.
Actually, he's getting bread.
No, this is unpaid.
But I'm saying even the games he's just sitting there eating popcorn, he's making money this
year. But the announcement yesterday said the Miami Heat announced that Dion Waiters has been suspended without pay for his failure to adhere to team policies, violation of team rules, and continued insubordination. His suspension will begin immediately. Like, I thought they were coming together. I thought they were having, like, a moment. Remember, he apologized to the team, and then, but I don't know what's going on. We'll find out, though.
I'll tell you this. If anybody has Dion Waiters' contact, I don't want to talk to him about basketball. He never needs to get married.
He needs to.
He doesn't learn his lesson.
He needs to. Same thing with Antonio Brown, right?
To never get married.
What's going on with AB now? I mean, that dude is up and down.
No. Medically, I think he's what it's called, bipolar, manic depressant. Yeah. Yes, because I'm sorry. Then he wakes up the next day and he goes crazy. Then he apologizes. Man, the dude's nuts.
Most interesting fact last night during the Ravens-Jets game. Did you hear what Troy Aikman mentioned?
No.
Did you hear it, Solana?
No, I didn't.
Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow. Is that unbelievable?
That is.
I just saw the look on your face and Solana's face. Everybody had, like, when I heard it, I mean, that's unbelievable. Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow.
Ooh, we got some good football ahead of us.
Holy hell.
Man, special.
That's staggering.
That's why you leave early.
Wow. That's crazy, right? I mean, that's crazy. Lamar Jackson is playing. Is he the most, because I saw radio.com had put out a poll. Who's more exciting to watch at quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson.
Without question for you?
Yes, because of the both dynamics of the run game.
But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes with the no-look passes and the left-handed passes, right-handed passes.
His best season was last year, 50 touchdowns.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson's at 33.
Right.
He'll be into the mid-40s before the end of the season if they play him, because now they're going to clinch the AFC.
Right, I think they did.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know if they'll play Lamar. Lamar can get around 50 touchdown passes just like Patrick Mahomes, but also have 10 rushing touchdowns. And 1,000 yards rushing. So it's the both dynamics of it. That man is impressive.
Can you imagine that? Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow. Most staggering little factoid from last night's game.
I punched myself in the stomach. I think I needed a physical reprimand when I said he shouldn't have played last night.
Oh, how about before the season when you didn't believe in him? Why don't you punch yourself in the face too?
I need to. I might let you hit me for that
one. You know what? You got to go back before the season. I think it was it had to be the week of Dolphins-Ravens, because yes. Why else would we have been talking about Lamar Jackson? You've got to go back when he gets named MVP, Solana. This dude went 10 or 15 minutes telling you why Lamar Jackson will not make it.
Everybody you weren't sure of have ended up being the best players or teams in the NFL. The 49ers. Ooh. You didn't believe in the 49ers?
No, I didn't. Although no one did. I like, did anyone really? I didn't believe in them until they were like 10-1.
Yes.
9-1. I was like, I'm not really certain.
Yeah, but then you were praising the Cowboys. You had them as locks to make the playoffs.
Both of us.
They lose three straight.
Both of us.
Yes.
We both got fooled by the Cowboys.
I had a rough year.
Lamar Jackson one though. This dude looks like he is playing a different game than everyone else.
He is.
He's playing a different game
because
than everyone else.
They're saying, he broke Vic's record. You know, Vic never got the 30 passing touchdowns.
Right. No,
in his career, he never had a 30 passing touchdown year.
Run first guy. Lamar Jackson can sit in the pocket and throw dimes.
As long as he wants to. And then, you're going to put two safeties deep?
All right, I'll just run this one.
Watch this.
Yeah.
That's all it is. If the man stays healthy, it's going to be something special. I was on Home and Home today. I had the Skype thing. Skype is weird, man.
Skype is weird. Do young people use Skype regularly, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, now with FaceTime,
Better, it's not as much
of a
big deal.
But in high school and in college, when we do group projects, it was all through Skype.
Yeah, because Home and Home is a radio.com show. It's Ross Tucker and Dave Briggs.
There you go, Briggs.
David Briggs. Yes. So it's on the radio.com app, and it's also on the radio.com website, I think. So they show video. So you Skyped in.
I was Skyped in on it, and they were asking me, like, is this sustainable? And they were talking about, like, throughout this year, like, to Super Bowl. And I was like, I think that's sustainable for 6 or 7 years until his body breaks down.
Right.
Like, that's all Lamar has to worry about. And when he broke the record, when he got the 1040 to beat Vic, he got the hell knocked out of him.
He got hit.
And he was talking about it post-game. He was like, yeah. So people were telling me congratulations. I got up and I was like, bro, I just got the hell knocked out of me.
Where am I?
What's going on? So, yes, if he can stay healthy, it would be amazing to watch him run through the next 7 years of doing what he's doing.
Yep.
That style of quarterback will never have a 19-year career like Brady. There's no chance.
It would seem impossible.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, your body, the Father Time's undefeated. But what if you get 7, 8 years out of that?
What more could you ask for?
Three Super Bowl rings.
I mean, imagine the last 7 years we spent with Ryan Tannehill, not to revisit yesterday's discussion.
I'm going
to
bring my list back out.
But imagine if it was the opposite and it was Lamar Jackson.
And then he gets old and you go get another guy.
And
you know there's some quarterback in high school right now that is Lamar Jackson is going to be eligible for draft in about 5 years from now.
Like, and we could have had Lamar Jackson too.
Stephen Ross should have pulled that checkbook out and said, listen, I'm the money man.
That's the story, right? Stephen Ross wanted Lamar Jackson, and Chris Greer said no. Chris Greer overruled him.
Yeah, but Armando Salguero and Adam Beasley both kind of proved that was more of just like a story.
So that's lore that's not real?
Yeah, I mean, there was some truth behind it, but it wasn't as we all kind of consumed where Stephen Ross left the press conference or left the media room, didn't want to talk to Fitzpatrick. Like, it wasn't all as it was hyped up to be.
But in a meeting, didn't Stephen Ross suggest to the Dolphins front office, we should take a quarterback, should take Lamar Jackson, local guy?
He said we should trade down and maybe get some more assets, and we still get a quarterback later on. Now, I think that was a story where he didn't say, I want Lamar Jackson, but he was like, couldn't we trade down? Because it was Minka Fitzpatrick's year. Couldn't we trade down and get a quarterback later on or, you know, gain some more assets trading out of? That would be the 10 spot because that's when the Cardinals – I mean 11 because that's when the Cardinals took Rosen at 10. They traded up. So, yes, listen to Stephen. That man's a billionaire. He got to know something.
Guy's made some correct decisions in his lifetime.
He gave Ndamukong Suh $100 million.
That is true. Well, really, that was Mike Tannenbaum, though.
Oh, and this dude's on TV talking like he's a genius.
Like a genius.
I get mad when I see Tannenbaum.
We just pointed out in this segment, I mean, you're getting paid on radio, and you've been wrong on everything this season.
I knew Rodgers was going to be good. As Michael Thomas, didn't I tell y'all Michael Thomas is going to ball in New
Orleans?
Nothing
you've been right on.
What's going on here?
Let's get headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana on this Football Friday.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
What about me riding Kobe Fleener's coattail for 3 years?
Man, when you lock in on something. I told you before, this dude had Kobe Fleener Tourette's.
I was drafted him in the first round.
Anything that happened,
draft.
He would just blurt out, Kobe Fleener!
Come on, Kobe. Let's go.
I don't, he doesn't even make the Mount Rushmore of Kobe's, right?
No.
Got Kobe Bryant, Kobe White.
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Kobe Beef.
And Kobe Beef. I got Kobe Fleener does not even make the Mount Rushmore of Kobe's. Guy sang his praises for 3 seasons.
Come on, Fleener. What you doing?
All right, what do you got for headlines, Salon? This is a big night in the NBA.
And we'll start off with hockey as the Florida Panthers lose 3-1 to the Islanders yesterday. Two straight losses for the Cats.
I know. What's going on, Panthers?
They're on that 9-game homestand. Through 6 games, they're 3-3.
Yeah, you'd like to have at least a couple ties in there, OTs in there maybe to get a point or two extra. But so what do they have through 6 games? They've got 6 points.
3-3, 6 points, yeah. And it's not getting any easier. They host the Bruins, the best team in the NHL, tomorrow.
All right, got to
get it rolling.
They
whooped the Bruins last time.
No, they didn't. They came back in the third period.
Hey,
remember?
Man, they whooped them. They had more points at the end of the game,
They did. Remember? They were down 4-1 or 4-0 in the third.
4-0
in the third in Boston.
Yes.
And won that game. All right, what else you got there, Solana?
Now we'll get to the NBA. A big night in Miami. It's the Heat hosting LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers. 7 p.m., everybody. 7 p.m., It was 8, now it's 7 p.m.
Yeah,
from
be there
the
on time. This is crazy. If you've got Heat-Lakers tickets and you're not going to be there on time, what are you doing? It just doesn't even make any sense.
You're missing the first 5 minutes. Who cares?
No, you missed the first 5 minutes. That's fine. I'm talking about people that are going to saunter it. My right hand to God. Now, they must have been somewhere else. My right hand to God. I went to the Heat-Bulls game a couple Sundays ago, and I was sitting fifth row behind the basket. I told you, it was right next to Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning.
Big man.
Yeah, Jack. No, nobody sitting in the two seats next to me and my son the entire game. Mother and a daughter came and sat there with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Crunch time.
Now, it did go to overtime. Fans. It went to overtime.
Yeah, crunch time fans.
And so she showed me, because I was sitting in those seats, and I had to move over, too, because I had the actual two that were next to those. And she showed me, like, her ticket, like, on her phone. Like, hey, we've got these seats. So I said to her, I go, you know, you missed some of the game.
Why would you do that?
And she just kind of gave me a look and then immediately went to Instagramming or something.
Have you been to Hyde?
Oh, after a game or during,
no,
during a game?
During.
Yeah, during a
You'll
game.
You'll get lost in there.
That's the problem.
Grey Goose Lounge?
That's the problem.
Ooh.
All right, what else you got? So go there, man. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Just leave now. It's 10 after 2. Leave now. Get to the arena.
You also come out of Hyde smelling like a little something.
I feel wrong when I'm in there. I'm going to get arrested.
Sticking with the Miami Heat and doing things wrong, the Heat have announced Dion Waiters has been suspended without pay for his third time, failure to adhere to team policies, violation of team rules, and continued, bear with me here, insubordination.
Yeah, we'll talk with Ira Winderman the next segment. We can ask him.
And I'm going to ask him one thing. This is a question I got written down. Pat and Spo, they failed with Dion Waiters. Communication, whatever it is, the connection, whatever it is, talking to Dion. Spo and Riley have failed with Dion Waiters. Something should have happened. Some conversation should have been had that they get on the same page. They're still not on the same page. What is it? Third year here? 3 years, and you're still suspending this guy?
I mean, the same thing kind of happened with Hassan Whiteside, right?
It just never
worked. As much leeway as they tried to give him. Did you see Whiteside's game last night, by the way? You didn't see his game last night?
No, I didn't.
I got to find the stats of this. This is unbelievable.
I'm guessing he didn't ball.
No, he did ball.
Well, Hassan Whiteside double-double, 10-10. Like.
No, I got to find this. Because I saw the headline on Yahoo Sports, Hassan Whiteside's big night leaves Trailblazers pondering.
Hmm.
It was like it was that good.
I only get updates when he has a bad game. I make sure of that.
Let's see what he did here. Career high 33 points. 13 points in the first quarter on 6 of 8 shooting and 6 rebounds in the first quarter. Hit his first and only 3-point attempt of the season.
Downhill from here.
I got to see what the actual numbers were. I'm just looking through the thing. All right, what else, guys? I got to get to Ira because we're going to talk with Julian Davenport this hour as well from the Dolphins.
Yeah, congrats, Hassan. Have fun in being out of the playoffs this season.
I don't know if the Blazers aren't going to make the playoffs. I know they're having their troubles. I'm not certain that I would count the Blazers out of the playoffs right now.
Well, NBA makes the playoffs.
I mean, it's Dame Lillard still, you know?
They're the 11th seed right
now. Okay, all right.
Remember this. Mark my words. Blazers will miss the playoffs.
All right. Write that down.
Tomorrow, UM hosts Alabama.
Push the button.
Where's my button?
Hit that button, Crowder.
Hit that button.
UM hosts Alabama A&M, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center. And sticking with the NBA, a sad story. Former Commissioner David Stern admitted to a New York City hospital yesterday, suffered a brain hemorrhage.
Ooh, how old is he? He's going to be up there, huh?
Yeah, he's old.
80s?
No. 70s. No.
70s? All right, is that it for headlines? You got weather?
Yeah, really quickly, your Exogen 5-day forecast here on 790 The Ticket. It's going to be rainy from today through the next 5 days, an actual 5-day forecast. And we'll get some starting next week on Monday and Tuesday. The lows will drop into the 50s. That's your Exogen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
All right. Ira Winderman's going to join us in the next segment. We'll do 15 minutes of heat with him. Julian Davenport, offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. He's going to join us this hour as well. Football Friday, we got a lot of stuff to get to.
This football season, Publix stepped up to the plate, and you have to go down and check out any Publix in the area and get the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is delicious. But first, I got to tell you about this. Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party, every single Dolphin home game. We had 7 of them already. There is one more the 22nd of this month. See how tailgating is really supposed to be with the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. We have a DJ. We have drinks. We have a bunch of people. We have a bunch of games. It is a great time between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Every Dolphin game this season, and that food includes the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is awesome. It's a staple in the Crowder family diet. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is amazing. Be the king or queen of all tailgates or watch parties with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They have that Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Try that. But all the subs, you know, you've been eating subs since you were 4 years old at Publix. Everybody knows those subs are delicious. The chicken, the fried chicken, the chicken wings, the rotisserie chicken, all of them are awesome. They have everything you need. They have platters that feed dozens for those big parties. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack, sides, they have it all. But I got to tell y'all about Publix.com and the parents now. Moms and dads, I work 5 days a week, 6 days a week during football season. I want to have a date night with my wife. I want to take the kids out. I want to go to the batting cage with my son. But I also want to have a watch party. I also want to go to a tailgate. Go to Publix.com, and they will deliver that delicious Publix food to you. Enjoy your morning. Hang out with the family, and then Publix.com will deliver your food for your tailgate or watch party. They have changed the game. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Whiteside, according to texters, had 33-11-2 and a plus-minus of -3. So, you know. Looter in a riot.
That's what it is.
Looter in a riot. All right, 15 minutes of heat is next with Ira Winderman right here, Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
That's how we do it on a Friday.
Damn it.
Perreo Friday. Gonna do 15 minutes of heat here. Heat and Lakers tonight. This is a big one.
Huge.
Give me the air horns. This is a big one. Heat Lakers. There you go. Now you know it's a celebration. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. And by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Ira Winderman is on the line. We'll go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. This is a big one, Ira.
It is, and so everyone knows, not that I'm shilling, it's a 7 p.m. start, not 8 p.m. like the original schedule. It was moved for TV, 7 p.m.
Yes, we're saying it over and over because it's crazy to have tickets for tonight's game. Because, and as much as we say it, it's going to be people strolling in around 7:30, 7:45, sure. And it just, it's, you know, whatever. But just go there and be on time. And just go there and be on time.
Why are y'all so worried about this?
Well, because if you have tickets for this game, it's a pretty highly coveted ticket, and you might as well enjoy the entire game. Give me the air horns for people on time. No, so we have them. I have them. Need you to replicate the air horns.
Now we could do air horn or Crowder as our next.
Yeah. Do you want to play Crowder or Elephant, Ira? Do you have any desire? No. Anyway.
I've already heard it with Jamie Eisenberg. It's always Elephant. It's not fun anymore.
Well, you didn't hear yesterday then. Yesterday, we played a rousing round of it. In fact, we fooled two people, I think. I think we didn't have a winner. Like, they couldn't. I'm not kidding you. Play one of the elephant sounds for Ira. See if he can. Elephant or Crowder?
Crowder.
Wrong. Wrong. Smartass. All right. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. What is the situation before we celebrate tonight's game and get all excited about it? What's the situation with Dion Waiters? Because it seemed for a moment like they were moving towards reconciliation.
It is so convoluted that literally before I picked up the phone to call you guys, I was on the phone with agents and lawyers just seeing how this thing is going to play out and getting their thoughts all the way to the Heat just terminating the contract and saying, hey, you know, we sort of have our articles of impeachment here lined up. We have all this on our side. And one agent saying, heck, you know, if you're going to do with a player, this might be the test case. So I'm starting to move toward all of those who've said on your show and your station that Dion Waiters may never play another game for the Heat again. I spoke to someone today who said they thought Dion Waiters' next game is going to come in China. So I think the parting is real. I think when you suspend someone for three times, you might as well suspend them for 20 times, right? I mean, I just don't see coming back from a third strike from the same team. So I just thought when they went ahead and did this, they're just buying time by just pushing this the deadline further and further out now till after December 23rd.
And I thought about this because after that 30-11 run, what was that, the 16-17 season, they gave Dion 4 years, $52 million. And from then moving forward, it seems like it's been going downhill. Pat and Spo, this was my thing for the first segment, Ira. The connection.
Sure, I heard.
The communication, the connection. They failed on that with Dion Waiters. This is on Pat and Spo.
No, you see, I'm going to disagree with you, Channing, because especially you played a team sport, you're a team player. What if the players around you get better and you're not the starting linebacker anymore? What if you have to realize at some point in your career, like maybe you did, I know you retired early, that, hey, these other guys are better. So if this all started, let's be honest when this started. This started in the preseason when the very real reality went to Dion Waiters. You might not be a starter this year. You might not get as many minutes as these other kids. You might have been passed by, just like he told Hassan Whiteside correctly last year, Bam Adebayo's better. He's going to start ahead of you. Well, if you can't deal with that reality, and Channing, I know you've seen several football players who couldn't, who will sit there and bristle the whole time, that kid's not better than me, I should be out there making plays and not him. That's where it started. So how is that on Pat Riley? How is that on Eric Spoelstra? They communicated to him a different role. And think about this. They communicated the same thing to Goran Dragic. And it's been fine ever since. And he's had a terrific year. And I don't want to say stupidity of it, but inanity of it, whatever that word is this. Dion Waiters could have had all the chances he wanted. Jimmy Butler missed the first three games. Justice Winslow has been out as much as he's been on. Derrick Jones Jr. has been injured. Tyler Hero tonight might miss because of illness. The opportunities would have been there to make a point with his play. Instead, he hasn't played all year. So what else should Pat Riley or Eric Spoelstra be doing but simply trying to put together the best rotation, the best lineup, and giving every other player in that locker room the best chance to win.
Right. It was short-sighted by Deion Waiters because I think he forgot how quickly you will have opportunities because people are missing games all the time, whether it's injuries, illness, maintenance plan. Like, you'll have plenty of opportunities. I think it was short-sighted.
And life happened to him. Look, Tyler Hero was selected in the draft. The Heat didn't go in the draft saying, we have to have a shooting guard. The Heat went in the draft saying, hey, the best player at 13 happens to be a shooting guard. The Heat didn't go into a summer league saying, we've got to find a replacement starter for Deion. The Heat went to summer league saying, oh my God, this Kendrick Dunn kid is really good, and he's on a really good contract, and it just evolved. Sometimes stuff just happens, and there's someone better than you there to take your job. So, I mean, we see it in our industry, in radio and journalism. Sometimes your boss comes to you and says, you need to take a pay cut. There's a new kid in town. Some guys go storming out, never to be heard from again. Other people go, okay, life changes. Life comes at you fast. I'm fine. Let's move on. And you move in that direction. I just think he was sort of like what we tell all of our kids. Think before you do something. Deion, unfortunately, has done things before he's thought.
Most of the time in radio, though, it's we need you to take a pay cut. There's also no one new in town. There's actually less people here, but we need you to take a pay cut.
But we have syndication that we just have to hit the button that says D over there, and all of a sudden you could just hear Jim Rome instead. But that's another story. I'm not saying anything here,
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. What would a victory mean tonight? Heat over Lakers. What would a victory tonight at the American Airlines Arena mean for the Heat?
Validation for this roster as it stands now. Because again, this is not a full Heat. This is no Winslow. This is no Dragic. They're not full. But the incredible stat I keep telling people is this. They are 11-0 at home this season and have played one team with a winning record. Now, they beat that team, the Houston Rockets. But every other team that's come to American Airlines Arena has not only been a bad team, but for the most part, a terrible team. They've played the three worst teams in the Western Conference at home, in New Orleans, in Golden State, in Memphis. They played Atlanta twice at home. So this is the kind of quality home victory you're looking for. The flip side is this. The Heat have gone now the deepest into any season in the 32 years without consecutive losses. But you have the Lakers here tonight, and you have Luka Doncic and the Mavericks in Dallas tomorrow. So if you don't get tonight, all of a sudden you're facing your first losing streak, and you're facing what's Jimmy Butler going to be like if losing starts. I don't think you want to see that.
And Ira, that was kind of in line of my next question, where what's the next benchmark? They have the third best winning percentage, 18-6, in the NBA. But when we ask people, they still are lukewarm on the Heat. What's that next benchmark the Heat have to hit? Is it beating Lakers and going and competing with Dallas?
I think it's adversity, what I call adversity victories. I mean, to this point, everyone said the same thing. Well, sure, the Heat have lost six games, but four came on the second night of back-to-backs. And they were tough games when Minnesota was playing well, at the Lakers, at the Sixers, at the Celtics. But you know what? At some point, if you're really good and you really think you're a legitimate contender, at least to get to the conference finals, then you win the unexpected games. They did that in Toronto in overtime. So I think not only taking one of these, but maybe winning tomorrow on the second night of a back-to-back in Dallas, making that kind of statement, I think that's what you need to see. The schedule has been so soft that right now I'd say the Heat's best victories to this point probably were routing Houston at American Airlines Arena. Winning in Toronto certainly was impressive. Winning in Brooklyn was impressive enough, but you can't really line up that many games that you could say, hey, the Heat showed who they were. Now the opportunities are coming, including a game next Wednesday, a rematch in Philadelphia.
Ira Winderman, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Again, it is a big one tonight, biggest one of the season. Heat and Lakers, American Airlines Arena, 7 o'clock tip-off. Not 8 o'clock like you might have originally thought, and that means 8 o'clock tip-off, you're strolling in at 8:20. Well, you stroll in at 8:20 tonight, and you're in the second half. So 7 o'clock tip-off.
And here's the deal. Doors open at 6, but if you knock gently, I'll let you in earlier. I'll get down there early, so I'll take care of everyone.
Tell them you know Ira when you get there.
Use the secret handshake, and you can get right in. So get there on time, please.
That's what I tell them when I go to hide.
I know Ira.
Yeah, I know Ira. They let me ride in.
What's with the popcorn there at the American Airlines Arena? Best damn popcorn I've ever had.
No, this is what happened with Popcorn Gabe with Dion when I wrote that story about it. Steph Curry rated the popcorn, had the Heat's locker room popcorn, I assume it's the same as in the arena, as third best in the NBA. So they are known around the league as get some good popcorn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because I went to the game with my kid. We both took a handful and looked at each other and went, oh my God, this is the great. I'm not kidding you. I totally get what happened with Dion there. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Well, Dion's was in Toronto, which is ranked top five, so you can imagine what home games have been like. And maybe now we know why he hasn't been on the bench even when he's been active.
Man, that popcorn is good. Get yourself some tonight. Send a Crowder the bill. He'll Venmo it to you.
I ain't got nan dime.
That's not true. See ya, Ira.
Hey, next Friday, more popcorn talk. It's a regular thing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, listen, you'd get no argument out of me. I'd be really happy to do that. There's Ira Winderman, Heat and Lakers tonight. It is a big one. 7 o'clock tip-off at the American Airlines Arena. There is your 15 minutes of Heat. Julian Davenport, we're expecting him next?
Yes.
All right, offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins, Julian Davenport. It is a Football Friday. Expecting to talk with him in a moment.
Cleveland Clinic Florida is here for you with their nationally recognized orthopedic and sports health team. Stop playing through the pain and let them get you back in the game and back to your life. Whether you need help keeping up, running further, or you just want to stay on course, the entire team at Cleveland Clinic is here for you anytime, anywhere. We got you. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinicflorida.org/ortho.
And talk some Dolphins. Oh, by the way, you know what the line is tonight on Heat and Lakers?
Lakers 5.5.
5.5.
5.5?
Lakers are 5.5-point favorites tonight. We thought it was going to be 3.5.
Heat with the points.
I think so.
They beat him by 15 last time and held him to 80 points.
I think so. All right, Julian Davenport from the Dolphins scheduled to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Don't forget tonight. I know we spent the entire first segment and then the interview with Ira reminding you, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight for Heat Lakers. And the moment we were done with Ira, we played a promo that says, Heat and Lakers tonight, 8 o'clock, right here on the ticket. So don't listen to the promo. Listen to us. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Then after the game, make sure you listen to the Heat wrap-up show. You can listen to the Heat wrap-up show after every Heat game. It's sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate. We're waiting for Julian Davenport to call. I said in the end of the segment, last segment, Lakers are 5.5-point favorites tonight, and I happen to like the Heat plus the points. Last night, just in the interest of accountability, we bet the Ravens first quarter -6.5. And that was a cover.
Oh, easy cover.
13-0, right?
Yes.
It was actually, I saw us losing that bet when, who was it, Justin Tucker? When he missed the extra point and they were only up 13-0, I said, Jets are going to come back with a quick strike touchdown, hit the extra point, we're going to lose by a hook. But, yeah, it didn't happen that way. So I had looked last night at Ravens first quarter, Ravens first half, and Ravens for the game, and they covered all three of them, I believe.
I was glad we didn't take the 17.
It got nervous there at the end.
Because they pull all the starters. Yeah. I was like, man, what is going on?
I was really happy. We had narrowed it down last night. We were either going to bet the first quarter or first half. And it kind of played out exactly the way that I thought it would play out, which is exactly the way the Ravens played against the Dolphins. Remember that my whole point was this is another Dolphins matchup for them. This is just a much lesser team. And Lamar Jackson is that much better than everyone out there. And he did it. He did it last night. He went every which way.
You were exactly right. With my assessment of Lamar Jackson not being good this year, I'm glad you were putting some sense on this show, you know, yesterday.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it's crazy. That guy is doing whatever he wants to do. I see Julian Davenport is calling in right now, so we'll get to our Football Friday here with Julian Davenport, the offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. He came here, if you'll remember, from Houston as part of the Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills trade. And so he is now active again because he spent most of the season on IR. He had gotten injured in practice. I think he had played in the first game and then was placed on IR.
Yeah.
From the Dolphins, ending off the year as the final home game of the season, the Dolphins are celebrating fan appreciation as they take on the Cincinnati Bengals at Hard Rock Stadium. That is Sunday, December 22nd. This holiday season, you could check out the South Plaza, amplified by Hard Rock for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley. Make sure you save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for the post-game festivities. Fans, you can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or you can go to dolphins.com to purchase tickets for the Bengals game. And if you want to learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINSTIX or visit dolphins.com. We will head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Julian Davenport is their offensive lineman for the Dolphins. Like I said, came here from Houston right as the season was beginning. I imagine that was a surprise, right? I mean, I know it's been not several, but 13, 14 weeks, but that had to be a surprise at the beginning of the season when he got traded.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's definitely a surprise.
Are you acclimated, though? Like, you get traded to the Dolphins right as the season is starting. Are you acclimated to South Florida? Do you consider yourself a South Floridian?
I got acclimated pretty fast being here. You know, kind of had, I would say, very similar climate to Houston. So I was already pretty much used to what I was going to come into. Now, you know, I was ready to come be a Dolphin.
And, Julian, man, you big as hell, 6'7", 330. What kind of challenges in life? Now, I'm in hell with football. What kind of challenges in life does that size bring?
I busted a few light bulbs in my life. I mean, always got to reach the top shelf, you know, for mama. Mom Dukes wasn't quite blessed with the height like I was.
Do you have to check chairs? Because I played with a dude, Keith Traylor. He was 6'4", 380. And he would push, he would like wiggle a chair for 5 minutes before he sat down. He's like, Crowder, man, I ain't going to sit in that damn chair and break these people's chair. Do you check chairs?
I can't say I've checked many, but I have broken one before.
Just one?
Yeah, just all I can think of is one.
Julian Davenport.
They gave out on me.
Julian Davenport is with us, offensive lineman for the Dolphins. What's Ryan Fitzpatrick like in the huddle? He seems like he would be interesting. He seems like it. This is my feeling on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Sometimes you get in the huddle there, and he doesn't say anything about football. He gives you like some sort of factoid from like the World Almanac or something.
Fitzy, you know, jack of all trades, great guy, you know, knows a lot about the game, obviously been playing the game for a very long time, and always, you know, calm, cool, and collective. Like you said, you know, he can come in a huddle and he can say something, you know, to keep the manner, you know, in a certain way that has nothing to do with any player or anything. But, you know, he's a great leader and a great quarterback.
Are you expecting a Christmas gift from Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because a lot of times the quarterbacks, you got to take good care of the O-line because they take care of you during a season. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, we all know, he's got some serious money. What would you be expecting from your QB?
I wouldn't say I expect anything. If he gets us anything, it's more than appreciative. But, you know, I mean, protecting him is our job. You know, I got to do that day in and day out, regardless of if I'm thinking about him getting me a gift or whatnot.
But if he gave you like a $50 Cheesecake Factory gift certificate, someone might slip through.
I mean, hey, The knee, I'll be appreciative. I'll take that, and I'll probably use that in the same night.
Yeah, 6'7", 330. I'm sure your meals are more than $50.
I was going to say, that's not going to get them through the appetizer.
What's the best gift you have received since playing in the league on that? I don't know if you've done it, but when I played, bro, we used to do the little Christmas handouts. What's the best gift you got?
Yeah, trying to think. Last year, so my first 2 years, we did White Elephant, where, you know, everybody gets a gift. You pick at random, youngest to oldest. And last year, I came away with a little over-the-shoulder Gucci bag.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the year before that, I got a nice Tumi luggage bag that cost a pretty decent amount of change. So those are the two best gifts I've gotten so far.
But those were White Elephant gifts? Those weren't from Deshaun Watson?
No, well, he's part of White Elephant.
Okay, but it wasn't him buying stuff. Like, he didn't get the entire O-line Gucci bags and stuff.
Oh, nah.
What about?
He got.
I was going to say, what about Patrick Laird? Patrick Laird's been putting some yards up, and he's exciting to watch. Should he go out and get the O-line something?
Nah. He shouldn't. I mean, you know, we come in, you know, we all got jobs to do. But, you know, he's trying to make a name himself and, you know, trying to execute to the best of his ability as we are. And so that's all I expect from him.
And Julian, Hawk, you bring it up, I think about that. He played with you played with Deshaun Watson. Y'all actually got drafted the same year, him in the first round and you in the fourth. When you see Ryan Fitzpatrick take off running, doesn't it look a little different than when Deshaun used to take off?
Yeah, definitely. But you know, Fitz got some hidden wheels up under him. It's just a matter of if he's gonna show it out or not.
And he likes the physical contact, it almost seems like. He likes to lower the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a tough guy and, you know, been in the league for so long and the way he plays. And obviously, you know, you see him take off and run. He doesn't shy away from no contact. And that's a great thing about it.
And he's about to – he's probably going to end the season if, you know, health-wise and all that. He's going to end the season probably the leading rusher on the Dolphins, you know, with Drake being traded and Kalen getting injured and now Laird being in there. What's the difference from an offensive lineman's perspective with playing with a pocket quarterback over a mobile quarterback? Do y'all approach the game any differently when you are playing with a guy that'll take off?
I mean, a little bit. You just got to know the type of QB you got and, you know, where the QB is going to be. You know, it was a little different dynamic when, you know, you got a mobile quarterback, but also the defense gives you different looks and may rush you a different way depending on the dynamics of your quarterback. So there's definitely a little differences in it, but all in all, I mean, pretty much the same. You know, keep the pocket clean and, you know, stay inside out.
Julian Davenport, Dolphins O lineman. I've been doing this all season because there's a whole bunch of new names and faces on this Dolphins team. We got to get to know everybody. What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I've been kind of hooked to The Blacklist as of lately. I would say I started it a month ago, and I've already got to season 7.
Someone else gave us that answer.
Cornbread Maxwell.
Was it Cornbread Maxwell? Yeah. What about your favorite all-time movie?
Favorite all-time movie? Whoo, that is a hard one. Favorite? I'm going to have to go with The Mask, old school Jim Carrey movie.
The Mask with Jim Carrey? That movie's awful.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite growing up.
That's
still
crazy.
Is to this day.
Yeah. That's funny. What's your favorite fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
What about that Popeye spicy though, Julian?
I ain't gonna lie, I had that 2 days ago.
Especially
which one's better?
Popeye might be a better overall sandwich, but I didn't see the craze in it as the rest of the world did.
Right. And Chick-fil-A's got that waffle fries too, which is those are good.
Yeah.
How about your favorite restaurant? Forget about fast food. Your favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Probably Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, I love Ruth Chris, man. You could put butter on anything for me. I want everything. Yeah. Everything I eat soaked in butter,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
And the sweet potato souffle is the best there, man.
And their cheesecake at the end. Good God. Last concert that Julian Davenport went to.
Ooh, I've actually never been to a concert.
What?
Yeah.
Never been. Are you not a music fan?
Nah, a big music fan. I would say probably not more so a concert fan. But also, I mean, I've been very busy throughout life with sports and whatnot. So even there's been very limited opportunities for me to even make a concert, I would say.
Called the grind, Hawk. He's grinding.
I love that answer because hey. I know Crowder loves that answer.
Oh, hey, Julian, I'm not a concert guy either. But my wife, she drugged me to Beyonce's concert one time, big dog. And she was dancing in a pool of water. I had real good seats. And she jumped one time, and a drip of water off her foot fell on my lip, and I licked it. Was I wrong to do that? Because that was Beyonce. That's Beyonce, bro.
Nah, I don't think you was wrong.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
See?
Julian Davenport, O lineman for the Dolphins. Thank you for making time for us, Julian. Good luck on Sunday.
Oh, no doubt. Appreciate it.
There you go, Julian Davenport on your football Friday. I always like getting to know everybody. It's just interesting stuff to me. Got a lot of stuff to get to in the 3 o'clock hour. We got to take a quick break and then come back and get into our football Friday.
For 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs because they figured out what to do. They do both residential and commercial. No job too big, no job too small. But one thing that Donnie tells me is all a customer wants is quality and service. Let's be honest, that's all we're looking for as a customer. High-quality roofing material and skilled workers is what J&K is going to give you. They're not going to spring up hidden charges. You don't make it over 40 years in this business with giving somebody a price on Tuesday, doubling it on Wednesday, tripling it the following week. J&K is not going to do that to you. And in South Florida, you have to know what you're doing with these roofs because of the fact that the temperature change, the hurricanes, the storms all the time. J&K, they specialize in roof restoration and waterproofing. They will get your roof working in perfect order, and they'll get rid of the mold and moss that will cause future damage and the waterproofing. Some of these terrible companies out there, they'll tell you need a brand new roof. A branch falls during a hurricane, you need a brand new roof. J&K is not going to do that to you. They will waterproof your roof. They'll get your house, your home, your loved one safe underneath that roof. They'll fix the spot and they'll get you rolling back with their waterproofing techniques. Shingle roof, gravel roof, tile roof, they do it all. And I love this for commercial customers. J&K will come talk to you in advance because they are a business and they don't want to disrupt yours. They're going to find a time. They're going to find a window. They're going to find a way to get your roof repaired, installed, or replaced, but not disrupt your business. They know you need to make money. They want to make money, and they're going to watch out for you if you are a commercial customer. The best roofing company in the world is J&K Roofing. Call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
You know if Jay Figg is still in the building, Solana?
I'll have to track her down.
All right, because we may have to have some picks from her before she leaves today, because Rob Pizzola, our professional sports gambler, has canceled. He is called in sick. That's the DM. He's sick. He's not feeling well. I don't know how difficult it is to make some picks on the radio, but I give Pizzola the benefit of the doubt. All right, it's a Football Friday. We endeavor to take all the stations, Papa, and we do it in a certain special style on Fridays. We'll take a quick break. We will come back with the simulcast next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.